text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Fine Gael TD John DC is to retire from politics at the next election. The government's envoy to Washington said he wanted to leave before he was too old to start something. It means the DC name will not be on the ballot paper in Waterford for the first time in half a century. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Kevin Doyle, Group Political Editor with Independent News and Media. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. Has this news come as a surprise, or was it known that John DC would at some point soon be calling time on his political career?
Well, he says he told the Taoiseach back in March, Miriam, that he wasn't going to contest the next election. There had been some speculation that he might decide to step back. And of course, there are some rows ongoing in the Waterford constituency. And John Deasy spoke out recently criticising party headquarters for how they had dealt with that. So it was in the ether that he might. But he has chosen this time, I suppose, to announce that he is going and that he will go whenever that next election is called, probably early next year.
Do you think it'll come as a shock to his constituencies going? I mean, they're used to that DC name on the ballot paper.
Well, that's right. His father often first ran in 1969, and he was first he was in the Senate, but he first went into the Dáil in 1977. So there has been a DC in Leinster in Dáil Éireann for 42 years. So it will be, a big gap on the ballot paper when the people of Waterford go to vote next time around. There had been rows and complaints that John Deasy perhaps wasn't playing as much of a role in the constituency in recent times as he might have had in the past. He has been in Washington a lot as the US, as the government's envoy to the US. But in theory, he would argue that he could have held the seat, but he's made a personal decision that it's nothing to do with any internal party rows or anything that has happened there. He's confident that he would win the seat if he ran again, but he's 51 years of age and he wants to try something outside of politics because he has been in politics pretty much. He grew up in politics and has been in politics all his life.
17 years in the Dáil, fair to say. I mean, very interesting but controversial down the years. He was once, wasn't he, regarded as a rising star in the party, Kevin?
Yeah, he's had, I suppose, a turbulent and colourful time in Leinster House. There was plenty of times when he would have expected to be a minister like his father was in his time. He was first elected in 2002, but I suppose he became something of a household name in 2004 when just days after the smoking ban was introduced, he lit up in the Dáil Bar, which brought him censure. He fell out with Enda Kenny. He challenged Enda Kenny in 2007. That if he didn't go into government, if he didn't win that election, that he'd step away from the party. But he came back into the fold. He had a much better relationship with Leo Varadkar, it has to be said. He was never really going to be a minister under Enda Kenny's term in office. He had hoped to get some sort of ministry or a junior ministry when Leo Varadkar came in, but the Taoiseach decided that this role, which he created as an envoy to Washington, was what he wanted him to do. And that's the job he's been doing for the last 2 years.
Will he be replaced, Kevin, do you think, as envoy in the US?
Well, he's going to stay with it until the next election is called. There is a period coming up now where it could be quite significant because, as has been covered on the show before, Miriam, the Irish government has been lobbying for these E3 visas, which would allow Irish people in America to stay and work over there. It would be quite a big deal for a lot of people, but it had got through the US House of Representatives. It was blocked by one senator in the Senate, and it's hoped that maybe in November that could be brought back before the Senate. Donald Trump, when he was in Ireland, it was one of the few things that he seemed to be quite well briefed on, and he more or less promised that he would help get that Republican senator on side. So I think John Deasy is hoping that he can get that through before he steps away from it, and it'll be up to the next Taoiseach, whoever that might be, to decide whether or not the role of US envoy is one to be retained.
And actually, the Taoiseach did issue a statement this morning, as you know, Kevin, to John DC. I'm not going to read it, but he basically thanked him for 30 years of service to Fine Gael, Waterford and Ireland. And he does say John has done stunningly effective work as his envoy to Capitol Hill. I mean, he's very able. Would he have hoped at one stage, and should he have been a minister?
He would definitely have hoped to be a minister, and had he not perhaps had such a turbulent relationship with Enda Kenny, it's very likely that he could have been. He was spokesperson on the opposition benches through various things. At one stage, his name was being linked as possible justice minister, and it wouldn't have been outside his, I suppose, his capabilities if he was to take that role. He has he has studied history and law. So there was expectations there, and he would have probably held some of those expectations for himself as well. It was never going to really happen with Enda Kenny because of their relationship. But with Leo Varadkar, he would have hoped, perhaps, when he became in his Taoiseach, to take up a ministry. But as we say, that didn't happen, and he looked stateside instead.
Given the fact, Kevin, that he's been out of his constituency so much, I suppose, in his role as envoy, where he's been doing great work, everyone seems to say, might he have found it hard to get re-elected in the next election?
Well, there's no doubt that there is internal warring, if you like, within Fine Gael. I spoke to him last night. He was confident that he would get back in again. Mm. He made the point that there has been a lot of sniping within the Waterford Fine Gael organisation, but he was making the point that many of those that have been sniping at him, perhaps if they it only served to harden his resolve, and that perhaps if they had spent more time on their own political work, they might have had the same success that he had in getting elected time and again. He makes the point, Miriam, yes, he admits that he's away from the constituency a lot. He doesn't pretend to be the politician that goes to every funeral and every coffee morning. But he makes the point that he is one of the busiest constituency offices in the country, and he still deals with all the constituents and does their political bidding for them, albeit they may not see as much of him as they would expect, perhaps, of other politicians.
He also made an interesting point, I thought. You know, he said that politics, it's always been a precarious profession, but that it has now become, and I quote him, chronically uncertain.
Yeah, and what he was getting at there was, since, I suppose, we had the election in 2016, Leinster House has become, I suppose, more split. There isn't this obvious 2.5-party system anymore. And that since 2016 and the confidence and supply agreement was entered into, there are many politicians on all sides, in all parties, who have spent that time looking over their shoulder. There were first-time TDs who thought they might only get a couple of months in Leinster House, and so they have spent effectively 3 years preparing and worrying for the next general election. And he suggests that that's not really a great way for the political system to work, but he says, yeah, he thinks it's going to be more and more like that in the future.
Finally, Kevin, as he said, he wants to try and do something before he gets too old to start something else. Any idea what he might want to do?
I asked him that, Miriam, and he said he didn't have anything lined up per se, but given the work he's been doing in the United States, he might be looking stateside, not necessarily to move there, but some sort of transatlantic work is what he seems to have in mind, although he wasn't saying what exactly that might be.
OK, Kevin Doyle, Group Political Editor with Independent News and Media, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Today with Miriam, weekdays from 10 a.m. on RTE Radio 1.